The idea of being separated from your newborn baby is just an awful thought for any parent, but it has been the reality for Melbourne couple Mo and Sarah Hayder, who arrived back from Doha into hotel quarantine in Brisbane 2 weeks ago.
3 days after they arrived into quarantine, Sarah was taken into the RBWH for an emergency cesarean section. It's something the Chief Health Officer, Dr. Jeanette Young, spoke about with Rebecca Livingston yesterday on ABC Radio Brisbane about the reasons why the couple hadn't been able to see their little baby boy.
The mother delivered the baby and then the father joined her at the hospital. So it's important. I mean, everyone I'm sure would understand that we really can't have someone potentially at risk of having COVID going into a neonatal intensive care unit. So either if the baby's well enough to leave the neonatal intensive care unit, they'll be able to see their parents, or as soon as the parents, and I understand it's within days, finishes their 14-day quarantine period, then they'll be able to see their baby. It's a very, very difficult situation for those parents.
How hard is it for you, Dr. Young, in that scenario, as a health professional, but also as a parent, and I understand a grandparent now, to deny parents access to their newborn baby?
These are always really, really tough decisions, but they're made based on specific health principles, which is about keeping the three people involved safe and keeping other people in the hospital safe.
That's the Chief Health Officer, Dr. Jeanette Young, speaking about this case. Well, the dad of this little baby boy is Mo Hayder. Mo, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Will you get to meet your son today?
We're told 5:40 p.m. our quarantine's up, so I think there's a process to check us out and then we're free to go.
Mo, what's going through your mind now?
We're tired. We're genuinely tired. But just hearing that, what the Chief Health Officer said, there's a big miscommunication or a double standard somewhere. We were told on Friday, and it was reiterated to us on Monday, that a full process has been set up by the NICU ward and the infectious disease ward to allow us to see our son in a safe manner, which included screening, PPE, gloves, etc., under the supervision of a nurse, social distancing, etc., and that he was isolated for the purposes of us seeing him. So to hear that the people involved that have studied, gone through all the professional professionalism they need to get to where they get to agree between three departments, as in the infectious disease, the emergency operations control, and the NICU ward, to agree, and then to have her just deny that, it doesn't make any sense. So whatever she's saying about being a grandmother or motherhood or trying to now change the narrative to show some compassion, it's not true. It's not right, and she's just backtracking at this stage. That's how I take it.
So, Mo, I just want to clarify that. You were told that there could be processes put in place to allow you to see your son safely.
We were told processes were put in place to allow us. They were put in place.
And then that was backtracked on. That was then denied.
Backtracked on. It was denied without reason.
And then, Mo, how did you keep a track of how your little baby was doing?
So, daily the NICU ward will FaceTime us, or they've given us a phone number that we can call. So my wife calls and checks, does he have enough milk? What's his weight? How's he progressing? What's wrong? What do we need to do? And how can we support him from here?
And were you speaking to the same person every time, or was it always someone different?
There's a selection of nurses, but it's generally been like someone different.
So you and your wife have been in RBWH. Have you been able to stay with your wife there, Mo?
Yep, she's in the room with me. I've originally, when I came, they gave me a floor mat and a pillow and a few bed sheets to sleep on the floor next to her. And then they were quick to rectify that and give me the room next door. But I stayed in the room with her. She needs to get up in the middle of the night and she can't get up.
How is she? How's she holding up?
Good question. I think when we get to Ronald McDonald House, we are going to just ask for some counsellors to just sit and talk to properly, because we're confined to a 3x3 metre room.
And how are we? Enjoy. What about your little baby boy? How's he going?
Amazingly. So is at the CPAP, which is the pressure to his nose. That's at the lowest level, and they're working on getting that off. He's breathing on his own. He squirms, he kicks, he poops, he pees. Mm-hmm. Does all the things a baby should.
And Mo, when you were going through this process and trying to find out information about your son, would you say you were treated kindly when people spoke to you?
Yeah, the nurse staff were amazing. It was when it was beyond their level when it came to management. But even that, I wasn't really speaking to people that were making decisions. I was getting information that was filtered down through their management team to me. And every time I'd ask, it was just, I'm just a nurse. I'm just a team leader. It's not my decision. I kept getting that.
Mo, have you named your little boy yet?
Yes, Ilias.
Ilias.
And who's that named after? Anyone?
It's like the Arabic version of Elijah. It's
beautiful. Well, Mo.
Yeah.
You get to see him this afternoon.
Yeah, that's the big... Yeah, that's what we... There's a clock in front of us and we're just staring at it.